You're listening to Marcy Lynn once again on WNHH LP 103.5 FM, your home for community radio.
Thank you, Harry. I missed you. I'm glad that you're well, and I'm glad you're back. Hi, everybody. Happy Thursday. I know you haven't seen me in a couple weeks because February was my whole entire birthday month, and I really celebrated life. First, I'd like to thank everybody that came out to everything that we had Black History. And I'd also like to thank everybody who wished me happy birthday. And I really, really like to thank my fiance, who I'm marrying next week in Vegas, because he did a lot of work for me for that time. But today we have a very special friend. She's one of my babies. You know, I take all these babies, whether they want, listen, they don't have to like me. They just have to listen. The beautiful Miss Kiara Edwards. And she has a beautiful, when I tell you she came for my birthday week and cleaned my house, she cleaned my house. And then she got to talk to me, and I was able to help her with some things. So that's one of the things that I know, you know, when you find somebody that actually listens, it works. So we work together, not only with the house, but we work together with other things too. And she isn't over, like, she's just so powerful. You know, she's so powerful, more powerful than she knows. It's coming. But she's very powerful, but she's wonderful at what she does. And it's hard to run a business these days. So I'd like everyone to take a moment, or you to take a few moments to tell everybody about yourself and your background.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kiara Edwards, owner of K&A Cleaning Services. Mm-hmm.
Get closer and talk louder.
Owner of K&A Cleaning Services. And I've been cleaning since 2018 at Bridgeport Hospital. I'm a mom of two amazing children. I decided to take a leap of faith and do my own cleaning business to create financial wealth for my children, mm-hmm. and freedom for myself.
For yourself. You know, it's a wonderful thing. I often say that in order to succeed in Connecticut, you should have at least one small side business if you have a brick and mortar job. What is it about cleaning that you love?
I like the fact that I can see the beauty in a mess.
There it is.
A lot of people don't realize that their environment reflects what's going on in their mind.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Yep. So it makes a big difference if you walk into somebody's house and it's chaos. There's pretty much chaos going on. But, you know, my life is all over the place, so you know what you want. It's like, okay, is it a two-year-old that lives here? Is it 20 people? There's only three of us in the house. And it's like, what happened? But it's just my time, so I really appreciate your services. So what inspired you to pursue cleaning industry? Because I, you know, love that you did. It's time to have you back already.
What inspired me was the hospital. Mm. People would go in there sick, and I felt like I wasn't able to help them. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah, closer.
Hello?
That's okay.
Okay.
Closer is hard to hear. Let Harry fix it for you. You just have to be closer to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're really fine.
Thank you. Okay. What inspired me was just working at the hospital, having the ability to just see people at their worst, and I wanted to create something where I can help go into their personal space and be the light.
Seeing
home.
The results.
Yes.
Yeah, seeing the results. That's a great, it's kind of like how I envisioned when I initially went for social work, just to find out that it was going to end up being state mandated work. And I decided that, you know, I was going to move over to philosophy because I could say what I want. Right? I could do what I want. I could do what's right, you know, even though sometimes it's right on their part. But, you know, honesty. I really, really want to know, because I know you're very creative, you know, and I just want to know how do you motivate and create in your work? Like, it's like organizing. It's like when I came in the kitchen, it was like everything was like in clusters, like you moved it around and you did what you had to do to get around it and you just put it right back. So how does that help you with the creative part of your job?
What motivates me is the end result. Mm-hmm. I like to look at the outcome and not the income.
Mm-hmm. It, not the beginning, because the beginning is.
Yeah.
I know it's kind of rough in my house, but yeah. So just give me a couple memorable experiences that you've had. What year, when did you start? You started last year, right?
I started officially. I launched her 2023 mm-hmm. in May.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you have a couple people that are repeats.
I have a couple people yep. that are repeats.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm definitely one of those. You might as well add me to that list. What do you think sets your work apart? Because there's lots of people. You know that thing on Facebook, the $19?
Yeah, the $19 dazzle. That's a joke.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. What on earth? And then all of a sudden you get, oh, it's $20 an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. So watch out for those.
Yeah.
But what sets you apart?
What sets me apart is that I would like to just educate families and just bring unity back into the homes. People have busy lifestyles. And what sets me apart is that I would like to create a harmonious environment with mm-hmm. my team and within the families.
Mm-hmm. So in organizing and things like that, how does organizing work in like your minds, in your mind? Because I know organizing in my mind is something totally different. I could find stuff in my mess, but you know, some people have a different regimen. So how do you deal with people with their different organization skills?
I look at it as a puzzle. You don't always need all the puzzles, mm-hmm. but the important puzzles are important.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I try to look at organizing as putting pieces back together at the puzzle when I organize.
So I'm like one of those people that has to make a mess to clean it up. So, well, you know my clothes. When we talk about my clothes, she's like, I'm just not touching your clothes, okay? Because I didn't even take you downstairs to see the clothes down there. But it's amazing how to look at that. And I've actually been doing pretty good as far as getting rid of things that I'll no longer be able to fit. I refuse to go backwards. So there's a lot of things that I've been donating to others. And it really, really is important that people like you with these services, how do you feel about, there's like an idea that came to me when I was talking to you about like being the major cleaning services for elderly buildings, like some of the elderly buildings and housing, and if they need help with cleaning or organizing, how do you feel about that larger job? Because of course, you know, eventually you're going to have employees like I told you.
Right. What I feel about that is one of my services, I specialize with families that have unique needs mm-hmm. and health disparities. So elderly is one of them. So I like to focus on those families first.
Mm-hmm. That and have disabilities.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. That's one of my specialties.
So what is your idea or your idea to do that? So are you knocking on a door? Are you going to send out a letter and then follow up?
Knocking on door, because I know elderly people like that one-on-one, person-to-person. Mm-hmm. I currently clean my grandmother home, so mm-hmm. kind of yeah. that one-on-one.
Yeah, it's the kind yeah. eyes thing.
Yeah.
You know, people have stopped looking people in the eye. They're afraid of what they might see.
Right, right.
So that's good, especially with our elderly and disabled, because a lot of people won't reach out because of pride. But right. if you're knocking on their door going, do you need this service? You know, I'm able to do this for you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're on a limited income. We could work with each other. And, you know, I'll definitely get everything organized. So that's something I just wanted to shoot that out there, because I already know that eventually you're going to probably be one of the leading disabled and elderly household cleaners, because that is something that I know people have kind of overlooked, especially after COVID.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people that got pets during that time because they were lonely. That's a whole nother thing. So how do you feel about working like in a house with pets and stuff? You,
I love pets.
Yeah, you
yeah,
do.
It's part of the family.
I miss my dog. He hit last year, so I'm still trying to get over that.
What kind of dog did you have?
I had a Chihuahua. His name was Choo Choo. He was well trained, but he ran out during he snuck out during rush hour. So that's how we lost him. Because normally I wouldn't let him out during rush hour, but he got out and got hit. But that my baby, regardless, he's, you know, happier in doggy heaven right now. Yeah. So how do you handle challenges or setbacks in your career, like somebody that didn't like your service, or you know, because there are people that would do a negative review before we do a positive review.
Correct.
Yeah. So how do you handle that?
I feel like challenges are just like that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
How do I handle challenges is with resiliency. Just being resilient, identifying the problem, what did I didn't do,
mm-hmm.
what could I have done better? Mm-hmm. So kind of like self-assessment, always mm-hmm. looking at self. What could I have done to please Mrs. Smith better?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you do that, you have to realize some people just are not ever going to be pleased completely right. and totally. Especially if you have somebody that's paying for the service for them and they're expecting immaculate, where it's not possible to even get to all the corners you need to
right.
get to.
Right.
So that's something you guys have to excuse me. I was being grown during my birthday.
That's okay.
Like it's not those kids, but I don't have a cold. It's just my allergies are really kicking my butt.
You was outside. That's what the you
said.
You was outside.
I was outside. Outside. Harry, put up your picture. That picture is so pretty. I love that picture. That picture is so cute.
Thank you.
So you'll see that you can contact her. And that's your website, www.kacleans.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you could book online. I went to book online. I just told her to come because I was like, I don't have time to book. Just come. I think I owe you money more. I think I owe you more money, too. I just realized that after I did that. I was like, wait a minute. I owe her more money. So I really want you to get in detail on current projects, initiatives. I know we've discussed some things that you want to do. But where do you see yourself in like 2 years? Or 3 years?
I see myself fully staffed.
Mm-hmm.
And I also see myself selling my own products
mm-hmm.
to make it a one-stop shop for families.
Mm. So when you say your products, you mean like cleaning supplies?
My own cleaning products.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody's got something going on.
Yeah.
And I noticed a lot of the hypoallergenic stuff.
Yes.
But if you get a nice formula that's a little different, that smells better.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
I think people like that. What do you call it? Aromatherapy.
Yes, my own.
Aromatherapy is pretty good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want you to talk about any projects that you have specifically. Like, where are you cleaning regularly now?
Currently, K&A is at a halt. We are trying to relaunch everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we are accepting new clients.
Mm-hmm.
I service New Haven County mm-hmm. as well as Fairfield County.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
looking to take on more contracts this year.
Mm-hmm. So when you reach out to different places, it's just an idea that I have that maybe you should construct a letter.
Okay.
And start with that. So somebody gets the letter and then say, I sent a letter to you a few weeks ago. Did you get it? You know, that type of thing.
Right.
That's what we do. Because you know why? Nobody sends snail mail anymore.
Right.
People look at that and go, wait, somebody actually sent me. And there's handwriting.
Power of technology.
Yeah, because we forget about each other, you know, we get that we're human.
Right.
And so what advice would you give to someone that wants to be working in your field to inspire them to do it, to work with you?
The advice I would give is know your why, no matter what challenges you face.
Mm-hmm.
Stay encouraged,
mm-hmm.
even in the midst of uncertainty. Go back to your why. For me, it's my kids,
mm-hmm.
creating that generational wealth mm-hmm. and system for them to have their own. I'm a woman of faith, so I believe that a good man leaves inheritance to his children's children. So
yes.
I'm thinking about my future grandkids mm-hmm. and just leaving something behind.
Yeah.
So just staying encouraged no matter, and having a team.
Yeah.
It's not good for a man to be alone. So mm-hmm. having a team.
Yeah, having a team, a real team.
Yes.
You know, a genuine team, the people that are go hard for you, you know, so that's good. That's wonderful to hear. So when you say that you really, really want to move forward, what do you see it will take to do that besides finances?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, clients, I know that.
Yeah.
But what in you would be the note that, okay, now I know I need to move forward? That would push you a little bit further to be more aggressive, to get clients, to knock on the doors. Yeah.
A team, really. A team.
Yeah. A team.
Having someone help me
mm-hmm.
market.
Mm-hmm.
Putting us out there more. I'm yeah. more reserved, so I'm learning how to come.
Yeah, she's such an introvert. You guys could probably tell
I am
that.
An introvert.
She's such an introvert. And every once in a while, I'll get that smile and she'll laugh or giggle at me because I done did something crazy. So, yeah. But it's so tough
yeah.
in your industry because I was mentioning to you, I've seen some of the shows. Now, I thought Hoarders was bad, but now they have this other one that's like impossible, mm-hmm. where they have all these bugs. And I literally shouts out to my young lady, and she knows who she is, who was homeless here in New Haven and ended up being one of the leading cleaning people in Florida.
Wow.
And I forgot the name of the show. There's a show where, when I tell you, Condemned is beyond these places, and people were living mm-hmm. in them, and they were taken. But anyway. Have you run into any situations like Hoarders or, you know, that you tried to help or no?
Not yet.
No, not yet.
That's something I want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to knock on those doors too. Be aggressive. I can help you clean up, you know, or get rid of things. Some people just do not like to get rid of stuff. Oh, wow. That's
I think too for people, it's finding the right price. So not lowballing myself, but really kind of putting that trust out there.
I said working with you. Yeah, working with people, it really does.
Yeah, it's trust.
Yeah. When you're working in somebody's house now after COVID, how's that been? Like, you know, you have your mask on. And
yeah.
Gloves. And there aren't people that give you a hard time?
No.
Okay, good. No. Good, good. So it's really hard to see people coming back to cleaning because you have to be so intimately into people's things. So
right.
I'm glad that
right.
we're past that COVID part. So share a moment of success or achievement that was particularly meaningful to you.
When I was able to work with a client that never really worked with women of color before, her demographic was her demographic. So being able to put that flavor in authentic.
To genuinely allow somebody to get to know you as a human being as opposed to a black woman.
Yes.
Because then you don't know exactly what they're thinking.
Yeah.
It's a stereotypical type thing. That's how we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But tell us more about your history, your background, where you're from.
I'm from New Haven. Mm-hmm. Born and raised from New Haven. I'm currently residing in the port. They call it the port, Bridgeport. The port. I have two kids, 3 and 7. Their birthday is this month. So Martha is March.
Yeah.
It's an expensive month for me.
I told you. I told you. Everybody's in March. My granddaughter's in March. She'll be 2 this year.
I'm the youngest. I have an older brother. Our relationship is getting better. By the grace of God. Mom and dad. Mom is in Florida, dad is in New Haven. I'm just the baby of the family.
Florida.
Yeah. She's in the Sunshine State.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's nice. What part of Florida?
She's in Fort Myers.
Okay. All right. So that's not a bad part. It's really nice. Really, really nice. Do you go visit often?
This year I want to. This will be my first time in 8 years since she's been down
there. I'll claim it for you. You're gonna go visit mama.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are there any misconceptions about your profession that you specifically want to address?
I do, but I don't. I'll keep that for another day.
You sure? You don't want to tell people about the way you view cleaning? No. So, I need to know what the Harry, I don't know if you have that flyer with the services, the breakdown of the services book today. I don't have it handy. I'm trying to see if we have it there. But the way she breaks down her services was by hours, right? It was by hours? Oh, the other one. I'm sorry.
It's by hours. It's a flat rate.
Okay. So her flat rate is well worth it. A lot of people will have issues.
There's different tiers. So the tier one is 175.
Okay, and explain the tier. Okay, the tier
one. So it's just a quick clean, like a touch up. Nothing too drastic.
Yeah. So I like that you have the weekly cleaning, one time cleaning, monthly, move in, move out cleaning, natural products for sensitive, smart families, which, you know.
Yeah.
It's getting more and more like that too.
Yeah.
You haven't run into anything that's not anything you couldn't address, right? Yeah, okay. Flexible scheduling options and convenience and ease bring peace of mind through safe, okay, and reliable cleaning solutions. So these are all the things that she's offering, and I really like, oh, You got stuff at my house, by the way. So I said, bring your stuff. But these are the things that she offers. And I really want to address, it's K&A Cleaning Services when you look it up. But the name is probably going to be changing pretty soon. But it has changed in our eyes as K&A Cleans Better Together. And I like that.
Yes.
As it just ask a person what they need and pretty much get them cleaned up. So that's where we're going with that part. Do you want to go over some of your goals besides the cleaning company? What yes. else do you?
So my goals is to expand mm-hmm. as far as team, mm-hmm. more contracts, and just creating an online, like an e-commerce, like selling products online. That's mm-hmm. something I'm looking into.
What are your ideas in your cleaning products that definitely set you aside?
Sensitivity, so organic products.
Oh, organic. Okay.
Organic products.
All right, with organic products, how do you, I don't even know how to start.
So like dye-free, no harsh chemicals, like how we used to, like mama and them used to clean up with bleach and Ajax, so none of that. Just.
I still don't understand what ammonia was for.
Yeah, me neither.
What was ammonia for? I don't remember what ammonia was for. I don't know what it would clean in general. So I want to know if your kids help you when you clean sometimes. I know your daughter was sad and she was like, Mom.
No, they don't at all. They don't clean at all. She's the secretary. She just collects the money. That's
like, I'll just get the money. I'll take the money from you. Oh, yeah, she does.
Yeah, she collects the money.
She does collect the money. That's mm-hmm. the cutest thing. So we're doing the woman to woman now.
Okay.
Anything you want to ask me that I could help you with? Because I know you have lots of questions. You said you wanted me to. Mm-hmm, so now this mm-hmm. is your part where you get to ask me questions freely. So I want to give you a chance to that.
What advice would you give a young person that's just starting out like myself?
Be aggressive. Believe in yourself. No is going to be no. Their no's are going to be out there. So you have to remember that if you're doing something that you believe in, you're doing it well, continue doing it. No matter, don't let anybody change your mind when that happens. Now, say K&A, you start making more money off of the products that you're selling and you're not cleaning as much. Still keep a cleaning team, you know, but down the road, there are other things that you can do along with that. So referrals make the difference. I know you know that because you asked me to do my review. I did my review. Referrals, make sure, like you said to me, anybody needs help. I have a couple people that do need help. And make sure that you mention that to people. Even if you don't need me, please let somebody know that you might need me. That, you know, because I know a few people that might need you, but they don't know about you, so they can't, you know, we have to make the connection.
Right.
So make sure that you're making the connection. So that's one of my answers. Anything else?
I know you have a question. I do. How do you, how do you sell yourself? So how do you create an offer that a person couldn't refuse?
I don't think of it as an offer. I find out what the person's need is.
Okay.
Usually, like in a situation where somebody might need to have their taxes done, they don't know that I do them. That's pretty easy. I can say I do taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But I would rather say to a client that might know that person.
Right.
To contact that person and let them know what I've done for them. And it's impossible to sell yourself if you don't believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you believe in anything you're doing, you know, as you know, I run 11 businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to laugh at myself on that one. 11 businesses. And sometimes I don't know how
right.
I do it.
Right.
You know, and then I take care of the baby and my mom. So it's a lot. You have to be able to juggle literally.
And what would you say to a person that's an introvert? Advice.
Breathe. Cause, I mean, you're a beautiful young lady. You're an introvert, but have the conversations. I can imagine you just like, I do cleaning. No, it's I do a heck of a job cleaning. I have multiple people that have said I do wonderful work and have that positivity and energy when you walk up to someone or if you walk into someone's home also. And even if it's like startling when you walk in and go, oh my goodness, I got so much work I'm going to have to do.
Right.
You know, you say, I can't wait to get this finished for you. You know, so keep the positive energy, smile and speak. Not even aggressively, just speak. Pronunciate, like, so everybody can hear you, you know, and say what you mean.
I did want to say something, though. You mentioned about projects. I am in the process of starting another project. It's not cleaning, but I will have to talk about that another time. It is helping families, though.
Yeah.
It is servicing and helping families.
Yeah.
So I did want to throw that out there.
It's wonderful to have someone wanting to do the work that I do. I'm telling you, I'm getting older and tired. Oh, we're at the halfway mark, so I'm just going to say that you're listening to Marcy Lynn once again on WNHHLP 103.5, New Haven Independent Community Radio. I didn't forget anything again. I'm trying to get used to that part, guys. I just really, really, really work with me on that. So, question? You still have 20 minutes of questions.
Okay, good.
Because I know you want
What would you say to someone that's going into spaces that don't look like them? So, like, if you're going into a space of people that don't look like you, but you know they have what you need and you know what they,
So, are you saying if you walk into someone who's maybe wealthier mm-hmm. or?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Because I'm, like, saying it's not necessarily a color thing because. At this point, if you're walking into someone's home, treat it just like yours. I say, this is beautiful. Like I said, I can't wait to get the work done for you so I can see it. You know, if you're walking into somebody, have confidence. Never make yourself seem like you're less than.
Right.
So even though you're there to clean, which is not a bad thing, you've been called to clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like your ministry. So if you feel that, oh my goodness, they're trying to belittle me, say, this is my ministry. You know, this is, it's not just me making money cleaning your home.
Right.
This is what I give. This is what God told me to give you. You know, right. this is what my hands are in.
Right.
So try to remember that when you go into somebody more affluent's home
mm-hmm.
and remember that they're human too.
Right.
But enjoy the time because sometimes you'll go into these beautiful houses and you'll have a short period of time to clean. And can I get a tour?
Listen, right.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to say, can I get a tour?
Right.
You know, because some people don't realize what they have until they tour somebody through it.
Right.
They probably haven't gone in the West Wing in a minute. They're like, oh, now I got to take somebody to the West Wing. Yeah. So remember that it's encouraging when you see someone you want to be or you want to have things like. It's just things. You just wish them. Wish them. Just keep wishing. But don't let anybody ever belittle you.
Thank you. What do you look for in an ideal team? If you're building a team from the ground up, what is there that you look for?
I look for people that can work together responsibly and not have issues amongst each other. So sometimes you have to put people that might have good business sense together that don't like each other together. And if they can work together business-wise and stay away from the personal, you could be successful. So when I look for someone, it depends on what project I'm doing. For instance, if I have, what do I have coming up? I have my granddaughter's birthday party. So I have to have a team. Literally, I have to have a team because I have to get her to her fairy photo shoot the day before her birthday, then plan her birthday party for after, not knowing what the weather's going to be.
Right.
So, you know, Easter falls at the end of the month, and we can't have it during the end of the month because we can't have anything mixed up with Easter. So I'm having it in April, which makes it really cool because now I can have it outside. It'll be nice spring, you know. So, and then at the same time, I'll look for, like, her mother is one of part of my team, but she has a godmother that my daughter doesn't really care for, but they got to work together because that's who her godmother is. So you just have to choose your team, make sure people can work together, and make sure people respect each other. They don't have to listen. You don't necessarily have to like somebody you respect. You know that?
Right.
So you can respect someone. You don't have to love their ways, but you can stay respectful when it comes to that.
And that was my other question. How do you deal with conflict in a team? The other question.
Very seldomly allow conflict anywhere around me. You've never been in my house when, like, I have a girlfriend who comes and she's always got some things mm-hmm. going on. And I'm always telling her, okay, so to change your energy, just breathe, just get through it. You know, I said, you can't change it. If you can change it, it's like the serenity prayer. Accept the things you cannot change. Because guess what? It's not going to change because you decided that you want to get your blood pressure high. So I believe that even when it comes to haters, as the kids say, they motivate me, and a lot of them don't bother saying they're watching.
Right.
You know, they're watching. They motivate me in all things, you know, especially like with everything that's coming up in my life. The youth commission and, you know, getting married. Sometimes people don't want to see success. So you could tell by who deletes your profile. You can tell by who stops looking at you. But you just got to keep persevering when it comes to that.
Thank you. And that's it.
That's it? Mm-hmm. So let's go to your last and final question. We're probably going to be ending a little bit early.
Okay.
Harry, okay? All right. I have a big question for you.
What's your big question?
What I see in your future is not only with the cleaning service, and I want you to know that it's a wonderful thing that you're doing and it's helping everybody, but teaching people how to clean and organize. So instead of just being a service that comes in and does it, think of being a service that comes in and shows the people that are able how to do it. Because nobody's really doing that. I have, you know, multiple people that have cleaned my house. You were wonderful and efficient and effective in taking care of your baby at the same time. And dealing with me at my desk and me trying to move from my desk. Like, listen, can you just get out of my way? So, and Lord knows my bedroom. I don't know how you got around the shoes and clothes, but you did.
That was a puzzle.
That's what you're talking about, the puzzle pieces, right?
That was a puzzle.
Yeah. But yeah, consider that. And also, I look forward to seeing you in a lot of the homes for the elderly. And I'm definitely going to help you as much as you need. Okay? You've been listening to Marceline once again. We are here with Kara Edwards. She is cleaning. K&A Cleaning Services. Or K&A Cleans Better Together. I love that.
Thank you.
Better Together. And thank you, Harry. I appreciate you today.
Thank you.
And every day.
That's it.
Blessings come down. Money to go now.